What you wearing?
Here we go.
Blue jeans and a camo shirt.
Here we go.
You say blue jeans and a wife beater? What'd you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bikini
long
top.
Long sleeve shirt. Don't be jealous.
Berman and Badges, the podcast. Coming to you from Studio 77.
Did you forget to do it?
Keep going. There's just a new one. You don't have to do it the same way every time.
Keep going.
Is that not it?
No, you're coming to you from Studio 77.
I said that. I had that covered. You didn't let me finish everything else.
Well, that's the reason why they call you slow.
Hound Dog's down in Calabash. What's happening, Hound Dog?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Our good friend, Gary Johnson's in the podcast stream tonight with us. Gary, thanks for being
here. AKA Critter.
Critter. Yeah, he is the co-host.
He is a co-host.
Is he going to Cove so far?
I think he's moved up.
Hey, this is my third time.
He's a co-host. Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
He's in.
Third time.
All right.
I tell you what, next time I come, y'all not calling me direct. You better call my manager.
Yeah.
No, you got a manager.
My agent.
Have our people talk to your people.
Well, if we can't get your people, we just have to call you direct.
And, of course, can't leave out B-Dub. B-Dub, what's that?
No, nothing much. Glad to be here for another episode. With Critter and the fellas and Hound Dog. And we got, he's fixing something. He's okay.
Oh, shit.
Is that better?
Are you okay, Hound Dog?
Yeah, I forgot to get my damn drink.
Well, no, why would you have a drink on a bourbon show?
No, you don't need it.
I don't know.
It's only like our fourth season, so, we're still learning.
Yeah. Really.
Hey, while you retrieve your drink there, Hound Dog, what we're doing now is because, Hound Dog is in Calabash.
Yep.
I'm in the mountains 90% of the time now.
And I'm still old, good old Gastonia.
So we're in Gastonia. Instead of sampling something new like we always do, we've got on the bar, I think, Gary, what is it, 30 bottles maybe?
Too many to count.
Come on again?
Too many to count. I don't know how many is over there. Gary, I don't know if he can count that high.
Can you? Yeah, it's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5. It's 26.
26.
See, now, Hound Dog, I got to point something out to you, brother.
All right.
See, Gary is a professional.
Very.
We're in the middle of the podcast. His headphones go down without a blink of an eye. He switches headphones and gets right back on the mic.
Back in it.
Back in the fight.
Yeah. That's like being on the firing range when you qualify. Hey. Don't raise your hand.
That's right. Don't raise your hand. Fix
Correct it.
Fix it, boy.
You can't do it in a gunfight. Raise your hand. You get your ass shot.
God.
So what we're doing, we're just drinking stuff off the bar. We need to drink that bar down because sooner or later...
it's going to be a rough night.
No, it's going to be a good night, rough morning.
It's going to be a Waffle House.
Yeah.
I hope they deliver.
Scattered cover about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hound Dog, with you. Last time you were in town, we went to the Waffle House.
We did. Yeah, y'all did.
Yeah, we called B-Dub. B-Dub didn't want to go.
Well, it was a little bit of chaos. I didn't know what we all was going until y'all already went there. Sorry.
Hound Dog, what are you drinking?
I am drinking dry fly wheat whiskey.
Ugh, dry fly.
Yeah. It's a Washington State whiskey. It's made out of mostly wheat, and it's got a pretty cool bottle. It's
what's in your wheelhouse? A dry fly?
The fly, fly fishing.
Yeah.
One of those flies.
Oh, that kind,
on the bottle. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Do you know why they call it a dry fly? Do you have a dry fly and a wet fly? I know Gary knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me.
A dry fly is fished on top of the water.
Yep.
A wet fly.
It floats.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a real outdoorsy guy.
Brings the trout to the top.
So you sit there and you watch and see if they're rising. When you see them doing the ripple rising, you don't do the top water. You don't do the dry fly.
If not, I'd have to teach me if I was out in the wilderness.
I got a feeling that. B Dub, not
B Dub. Don't do any, if it doesn't have concrete, he don't do it.
If it don't have hot water,
he's a city boy.
If it don't have hot water or cable, I ain't going.
Oh, you got to have a hair dryer on the wall.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
All right, so we know what I'm drinking. What about you guys? What are y'all drinking?
Okay, Gary, what's
I've drink? Got some Jefferson Ocean aged at sea,
brought to us by.
What the judge brought.
Yeah, by our good friend, Jesse Caldwell.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's good. I like that.
And I'm actually partaking in the same thing.
I don't understand, though. I've kind of, supposedly they put this on in the barrels on ships, float around, travel the world in the ocean, and the movement of the.
The movement of the ocean, and they also go back and forth across the equator, and then that's supposed to push the bourbon in and out because the. barometric pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
I call bullshit on
it. I call bullshit. Yeah,
well, see, they also have, they'll have another batch that they'll actually put on a ship, like a cruise ship or something.
I think it's a great marketing tool.
Oh, it is. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's a good looking bottle.
Exactly. How much expense is that when you go in the ocean and go back and forth, and this to get
well, they put it on these freighters.
Yeah.
Still, it costs. They're out there anyway.
Well, they got one that they send that there's been like all these different ports, and it's listed on the back of the bottle, I think, every port that that bottle had visited.
Really? Well, they also have some, what is that, rum infused or something like that? They cure it, then they take it out of that barrel and put it into a rum cask. Yeah, rum cask.
Yeah, they do that. They do sherry. Okay. Yeah. You know, scotch is very big, you know, because, of course, in the United States, we only use our barrel one time for bourbon. But everybody else.
So what are you drinking?
I am drinking Four Roses Single Barrel.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's from the, a couple weeks ago we did that.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got. It's a high rye, very peppery. It was a daily drinker for us. Matter of fact, the Jefferson was a daily drinker for us as well.
Really? Two of them was, yeah. Both were drinking the night on.
Okay, good.
And a lot don't make daily drinkers here.
No, they don't. The two we are drinking tonight.
The only daily drinker we have on a normal basis is Hound Dog.
He's a daily drinker.
That's a good one.
Hey, Hound Dog, I went to a friend's house the other night, and he's got quite a few different bourbons. And I got to try Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
And I got to try Weller's.
Which one? Which Weller it was?
The burgundy one that you have.
The Antique 107.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's a weak bourbon.
I like the Buffalo Trace better.
Oh, did you? Hey, that's a high rye, but both of them are really good. I mean, my favorite Weller that I've ever had is the 12 year.
Okay.
I think that's about the best favorite, my favorite Weller, but I like Buffalo Trace as well. I just hadn't opened up a bottle.
I don't like about the Weller is, man, for a long time, it's $22 a fifth. And then the very next allocation you got was like $40 a fifth. It jumped, doubled.
Inflation. Thanks.
Everything's going up.
The, I don't know, we were talking. You know, there's a place in Tennessee that we can get the Buffalo Trace generally.
Gary don't want that out there.
All three listeners. Yeah. Mama don't go to Tennessee.
He don't want everybody to rush up there and get it before we get it.
Well, hey, I'm coming up here to get this Buffalo. Well, you just missed it. There was 10,000 people came in.
Oh, Warren.
Said they heard it on a podcast.
Yeah, there's wearing bourbon and badges shirt.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, Hound Dog, did you take all the blue shirts?
I did.
He's honest about it.
I'm just about giving them all away, too.
All right.
Good for advertisement. That's what it's about.
That's right. Advertising.
So a certain state, out of state, where you can get it, what you were saying, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was yours.
That was what you were talking about, right?
Think someone
a certain state outside of this state.
Yeah, well,
without naming the state.
We can pick up a couple of cases if you're interested in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already got.
He's already got his.
I've already got my order.
He's already got his order. And when you said that,
hey, if any,
how much pay, Steve?
$18.
I think Chris is going to let me say it. $18 a bottle.
Yeah, $18 a bottle
before tax.
Hey, if I got friends listening, you might be getting some of that for Christmas, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll keep it on it.
If somebody comes through with it and get it.
Yeah.
It's only on the other side of Iron Mountain Gap.
That's all they need to know.
Yeah, they'll find it now.
Thanks, Steve. They'll find it now.
Just $216 before taxes.
Somebody be putting a GPS on his truck trying to find out where he's going to find the stash.
Could you imagine giving your friends a bottle of Buffalo Trace? They'd think you're the best thing since sliced bread around here.
I really would. It was that hard to get.
Oh, my God. You can't get it.
You have to give it your firstborn child to get it.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I went into a liquor store the other day, and it was huge. It's a huge place. And I walked in just to look around, see, and I heard like five people going, I wonder where if they got Buffalo Trace in here.
Yeah.
I said, my God.
You think it's good or people just word of mouth?
Well, I think it's word of mouth. Plus the show Yellowstone, you know, they're really
advertising it, pushing it. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I tell you too, Benchmark is just as good.
Yeah, it is. I like that.
But it ain't on Yellowstone.
No, it's not.
The number one TV and show Beth, in the nation.
Beth, well, you know,
and Beth drinks it on there.
Yes.
You know, I started watching Justified again, and they have Blanton's, Wild Turkey, all that stuff on
there. You don't watch Yellowstone?
I do. I haven't watched this season. I'm going to wait until it's all out and then bench watch it.
We just, me and Hound Dog.
Go ahead and tell him what's happening.
No, I'm not going to do it, man. But me and Hound Dog.
It's a great thing about my age. You tell me, because next week I ain't going to remember.
He won't remember. Yeah.
It's very good. But we was talking about your place in the mountains, how you get reception up there. And, you know, you got a lot of aluminum foil up there. You can wrap on some antennas and your phone. Because we can't get you, and you can't get us, and you get mad at us.
I just don't think you answer your phone.
Yeah, you said, hey, answer your text. I said, I haven't got any text from you.
You accuse Gary of not answering. We call you back, and you get mad at us.
B-Dub and I had a conversation. We was talking about, you know, a podcast we're going to do with you, a three-phase podcast.
Yeah, very good one.
And I said, well, I texted him, man. I said, I messaged you on Facebook. I said, he never hit me back.
Well, probably never got out from where you was at up there.
That's right.
In a cave.
I think what he's getting at, Slow, is get you a big old roll of aluminum foil, wrap something around your head, wrap something around your arms,
cell phone, stand on top of your truck.
hey, no joke. When I first got the camper up there, you had to stand on the picnic table in the front yard and face south, southwest.
On one leg.
To get off
on
the phone. 1 foot.
And a roll of aluminum
foil. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Well, you need to do better then. I can tell you. Get a foam. Something that's more powerful up there.
You know, they make satellites.
Well, no, I've got everything. Everything works great.
Satellite phone.
They do.
I don't know. Everything. I have Verizon. It works fine up here now. I've got
obviously, it doesn't because I didn't get your
thing working. Hey, and then you get mad at it.
All of a sudden. That or someone else, he's putting the wrong number in.
All of a sudden.
Somebody's like, who is this joker?
All of a sudden, I'm the one. Why's it got to be me? It could be you guys.
No, it's funner, you know, talking about you.
You're the one sending me the text. I'm just.
And I try to get you, and you get mad at me. You go, man, don't call back. Well, I do call back. You just don't hear it.
Well, you know, we have a mutual friend, you know, Matt Sherrill, Choo Choo, Renegade Pig. You know, after he left us with the Belmont PD for 6 months.
I want to say friend.
Acquaintance. For 6 months, I would text him. He never texted back, and I got pissed off. One day, I called him. I'm pissed off. He won't return my phone call, my text or anything. And then I wasn't thinking I had his city work phone. One of the other detectives picked up. He covered. I've got it. I've got his phone, man. You keep blowing me up.
He didn't keep his number. That's probably what you're doing to me.
That may be you want to check the number
later.
He's
dialing the wrong number. Guaranteed.
It's Facebook. I'm not dialing.
I don't answer Facebook.
Well, there you go.
You don't answer at all?
Not to Messenger, no.
I think the government.
Sometimes I will.
Government's going to get government.
No, that's where that's where you hack. That's where you get hacked.
See, you got to realize, you know, we're a pretty big deal.
You need to answer when we call.
I told you, contact my agent.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, when I call, he answers. E.F. Hutton.
Yeah.
When B-Dub calls, I get response.
2 hours later, I can get him off the phone.
Oh, he
I stay on the phone. I do.
I don't know if you listen to
me. You lay the phone down and walk off and do what you got to do.
Back and
come
back.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, you're right, babe.
Well,
you lay it back down. Come back.
He called me today and I was busy on the interstate. I said, I got to call you back.
We had.
You called me.
I did, but then I was talking to him. I said, I got to call you back.
Oh, okay.
We had Tyler Lewis, who's recently retired.
Race
buddy. Podcast.
Yeah, I know Tyler.
We a couple of podcasts back. Well, I'm just saying because so the listeners will know who he is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Got to paint that picture.
But Tyler's retiring. We're having a podcast for Tyler about Tyler, and B-Dub told the greatest stories about Tyler as you could ever hear.
Ooh, that could be dangerous.
No, that was funny.
Okay.
I was basically, Tyler just couldn't get a word in, is what I'm saying.
Nah, I mean, I'm trying not to talk as much.
Well, you know, you're on a podcast.
So. Good luck.
Well, I know, but I'm trying not to talk as much.
You know, if you guys ever get that video, son, I'm telling you, people are going to laugh their tails off.
Yeah, we got to lose weight, get hair plugs.
You got to get a tan and facial stuff.
Why our shirt don't have a hole in it?
Someone took a picture of me today, and I sent it to my wife, and I said, I look fat in this picture, and she said, there's a YMCA down the street.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't call for you.
I was on some
encouragement. She didn't say, no, honey, you don't look fat.
She didn't. She said, there's a YMCA down the street.
She said, a picture adds 10 pounds.
God almighty.
Well, so I told my, when I was the PD, I started working cases with Hoot Gibson. He said, why are you hanging out with Hoot? I said, when I'm around Hoot, I don't look fat.
Oh.
Just find fatter friends. So you don't have to see you looking.
Poor Hooter.
The Hooterized.
Yeah, everybody got Hooterized at one time.
Oh, Hooter. So I understand that your son got his first deer.
Yeah. Saturday.
Let's hear about that.
He's 19. Well, you know, I'm a big hunter. I always have been. Grew up in the woods. Always.
Raised in the woods.
Raised in the woods. Yeah, and with him growing up, I've taught him how to shoot, and I've taken him dove hunting.
No, you were a firearm instructor for a city, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so he could shoot a rifle. I mean, he's good at that, but he just would not go deer hunting. I'd always ask him growing up, I'd say, hey, you want to go shoot a deer, go hunting tomorrow? And he'd say, what for? He was a soccer player, you know, and he'd say, what for? And I'd say, well, I mean, you know, I tried to explain to him as kind of a rite of passage for a young man, you know. But anyway, he wouldn't do it. So he came home from college this past week for Thanksgiving, and I said, hey, you want to go deer hunting Saturday? And he said, yeah, I'll go with you.
Oh, good.
I about fell over. So he said, what time we got to get up? I said, 5 a.m. He said,
I'm on break.
I said, no. But
he said, I better not drink that case of beer tonight.
Yeah. And so, we went and got up into a box stand, you know, and that seats two people because I wanted to be with him.
Yeah.
And spend some time. And so we sat up there from, you know, daylight and saw a bunch of deer. They was walking everywhere. I mean, they were just everywhere. And he was begging me to shoot this little old tiny deer. And I said, no, don't shoot that one. I said, that's just a little small thing. Don't do that. And so it got to be about 9 o'clock. He said, Dad, I got to use the bathroom so bad I can't stand it. And I said, can you not hold it? I mean, we're going to leave at 9:30. It's 9 o'clock. And he said, no, I really got to go. He said, I'm telling you, I can't hold it.
Saw the beer the night before.
Yeah. So I said, all right. Well, step outside. Just go ahead. I mean, we're leaving in 30 minutes anyway. So he did. And he came back in. I'm thinking, God, he said, so when we leaving? I said, 9:30. Well, let's go now because we're not going to see anything else. I just used the bathroom. And I said, just be patient. So at 9:24, he said, hey, what time are we leaving? I said, 9:30. I said, it's 9:24. I said, it's 9:24. I said, give it 6 more minutes. He said, we're not going to see anything. And about that, I turned around and there was a nice buck standing there. And so anyway, he shot it and killed it. And he was excited. And,
yeah, good deal.
You know, I got to.
How many points?
6. It was a 6-pointer, but it was a nice buck. It was for you the first time you step in the woods to go deer hunting, and the first shot you ever take on one, and it was over 100 yards. It was probably 100,
oh, wow, really?
120 yards, and the deer was not.
So he didn't choke out or anything. He held the course and got it.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, listen, just, you know, take a good, clean shot. Don't take a bad shot. You know, if you got a good shot, take it. And so he did, and but it run off. When he shot, it ran, and I thought, oh, Lord, he's missed it. And he turned to me, and he said, I think I missed it. And I said, yeah, you might have. And but he went and found it.
Oh, good.
It didn't run.
I've never killed a deer. Never shot at a deer. Nothing.
Well, I bloodied his face. You know, I took the blood from the
deer. You got to do that.
And I bloodied his face.
You put blood on his face?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
For a man. I'm just asking.
I'm telling you.
Don't get mad at me. Put blood on my face.
Hey, and don't run because it gets worse.
I can't run. Have you seen me and the listeners?
Brave heart.
I can't run.
Oh, that's cool.
But hey, the story. Can I tell the story now?
Tell the story. Listen, about what happened. Because I was at the Waffle House when you called me.
The story gets worse. It's Saturday. Do you know what Saturday was? It's a Clemson South Carolina game, right? I'm a big Clemson fan, though. Anyway, so it's getting close, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna take the deer to a processor." So I asked him. I said, hey, "Where's the closest one?" He said, "There's one about 6 miles down the road." So I loaded it up, drove it down there, got there. They couldn't take it because it was in a different state.
Oh, wow.
Because of, you know, some laws.
How they know it's from a different state?
Well, because I was honest with them. I mean,
well, now you know. Just tell them he was
at. Well, they probably tell them the tag. Don't tell them you have to put the tag on it?
Well, the guy said, you need some of my driver's license. He said, no, I need to see hunting license. And I said, well, I don't have that state hunting license. I got this other state's hunting license. He said, oh, I can't take that deer.
Oh, Lord.
It's because of some issue. Anyway. So I look up
because of chronic waste disease?
Yes. So I look up on the phone, and the next processing place was 37 miles away. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not driving 37 miles to take this deer. I'm not doing it. So I drove it back to the farm, put it up, you know, strung it, skinned it myself, quartered it up, put it into a cooler. And I said, well, I'm just going to butcher it myself. So I took it home. The next day, I put ice on it. Next day, I said, I need a meat grinder to grind the hamburger, you know, to get hamburger and stuff like that. So I drove to the local store where you used to work, Academy Sports.
Academy Sports.
Where they got rid of them.
Yeah. Well, I drove down there. Listen, there. I buy this meat grinder. I take it. I drive back home. You know, it's about 10 miles from my house, I guess. No, it ain't that far. It's probably 5, 6, 7 miles. Drive it home. Take it apart. Get everything, you know, get everything together, blah, blah, blah. The thing won't work. It'll go in reverse, but it wouldn't go forward. Huh. So I pack it all back up, drive back to Academy Sports. I said, hey, I'm going to buy the upgrade model. Not this one. I'm going to step up, you know, pay a little bit more money. So I bought a second one. Same brand, different model. Drove it home. It was missing a part.
See, now you know why.
So now I packed it back up, drove it back down there. I said, give me my money back. Then I drove to Cabela's, which was, what, 27 miles away?
Oh, yeah, Fort Mill.
Yeah, drove all the way to Fort Mill to pick up another meat grinder, drove all the way home. So now I've driven 100 miles.
You could have rode 30 miles. You got no deer processed.
I told you $50 in gas when I could have drove the thing and had it processed. And wouldn't. And then it took me 2 days to butcher this thing and to clean everything up after it and to put That's everything funny. In freeze bag. I was like, holy crap.
You should have just drove it up there.
But tight ass me.
Tight ass you.
Didn't want to drive, you know, 37 miles to drop off.
Because you know better.
Because I wanted to watch that football game.
Did you get to watch the football
game? And so listen, as I'm driving to, now this, I'm driving to Cabela's. I call my wife. I call my wife. And I was laughing when she answered the phone. She said, what are you laughing at? I said, well, I'm laughing at myself. And I tell her, you know, I say, here I am driving this, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, I said, I feel like a dumbass. And she said, well,
she agreed with you.
You are a dumbass. I didn't call you for you to laugh or to call me a dumbass. She said, I didn't. You did.
I'm just agreeing
She's
with you.
Agreeing with you. So next time, what are you going to do?
I'm going to drive that sucker 37. No, I'm going to use my new meat grinder.
Oh, now you know how to do it now.
See, what she told your wife is, well, you know, you married me, so who's the dumbass?
God.
But, Gary, I got a meat grinder, man. You could, next time you come down this way, I'll give it to you.
That's 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, just drive 4 hours one way to get there.
I'm going down there next week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Gary's a
bitch. Oh, never mind. This one.
Oh, it's too late now, Reggie. I've already spent $2,000 for this deer. I've already spent $2,000 on the deer because – you know, I had to take the head to the taxidermist and get him. He wants one of those little European mounts. Have you seen that one? The European mounts. It's like the skull.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I had to, I said, okay, I'll do that for you. You know, so.
Now, well, I don't know that with a process in place, do all that all in one stop?
Some of them would, but we don't have any like that around here.
Okay.
No. So I had to go to a taxidermist and spend money. Then I went, I'm telling you, I got $2,000 tied up in this deer.
You could just buy some meat.
Hell, I could have bought filet. I could have bought 10 pounds or a whole cow for that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be as much fun shooting that deer.
Listen, that was the best experience. I'm telling you, watch my son kill that deer.
Oh, blood all over his face.
That was the best experience of life.
Right? Now he loves it, don't he?
He didn't get excited.
But if I was him, I'd be thinking, why'd they give him 5 o'clock to shoot a deer at 9:30?
Couldn't we just come at 8?
You have to sit there and wait on them, you know. It's not like, you know.
They don't have a lot of regular time. They're going to get shot.
No.
You know, Gary, just get in the car, ride around. You'll see.
Especially right now, it's dark.
Yeah, it's your car. In South Carolina, it's a lot.
I've got four. Each from my front yard. I've got these super licks. The whole story about that. Yeah, super lick. Yeah. These lick things for the deer to eat.
Uh-huh.
Super I put licks. That in corn out and make them in the yard. I have them in the yard all the time.
Now, you wouldn't shoot them if they was eating, though, would you?
Oh, I don't shoot them. I'm not above shooting them. I don't shoot them.
I'm going to tell you that.
Hey, that's like during Thanksgiving this past week. My son-in-law said, I have a trail cam out in the, you know, on the back 40, as I call it, back 40 feet of the house. And he said, have you checked the trail cam lately? I said, no, I hadn't checked it in a while. And he said, well, go check it. Yeah, so I go out there and get the damn Sims card out of it, bring it back in. He's looking through it, and he sees, you know, like there's a doe on there, a 6-pointer, an 8-pointer. And he says, holy cow, look at this one. It was like a 10-pointer on my trail cam. That's the biggest deer I've seen out here.
Wow. So explain to our listeners who are not deer hunters what that is.
We have to look it up. I'm not, you know, if you don't know where it is. Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself there, hound dog.
I thought you guys were expertise on this, the National Geographic or something.
How many points I want an antler? Not a horn, an antler.
An antler.
You know, my next dog, I'm going to teach him to find antlers. That'd be cool.
Yeah, the sheds.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people teach their dogs to do that. Yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch, but yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed that. So I hope he did. I think he did. So,
well, you did.
I did. I'm telling you, I think I was more excited than he was.
Did you get to watch the game?
I did, and watch my Tigers get beat.
They lost, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost to the South Carolina Gamecocks.
How many points was it they lost?
31-30.
That's what I thought was 1-point game.
Yeah, so why did you ask?
Because I didn't know.
He wanted to hear you say it.
This wound up is what he's doing. Just go and get your salt shaker and pour it in me.
Yeah, boy, for a loser, I'm going to bring it up. I watched the game, too.
Then you knew the score.
No, I didn't watch it like to the end of it, but I thought it was a close
game. Right, we need to change subject.
Do you have a cool deer story to tell?
No, I don't have no. I don't care. I don't hunt deer. I don't like it.
Well, you know the answer to this by me asking at this particular point, but you know the number one animal kills more people in the United States than any other animal?
Probably deer.
Deer.
Yeah, in a car.
Cause of accidents.
Yeah. Cause of accidents.
I don't want them to be around my truck when I'm going down the highway. I get scared, man. They're going to run inside of my truck.
You know, Bryce Carr, police department, he had hit a deer down off on New Hope Road. And they had a little deer, you know, the hair stuck in the glass of the front, you know, the headlights area. And then, done the report to get back. One of the other sergeants says, you explain a lot of way with deer hair or a rock. See, what if
it, I didn't think about that.
Just carry some of it around.
Yeah, just carry a big bag. Anytime a big rock. Just
get a little maybe some blood. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, stick a little deer hair under your headlamp.
Wow.
Had deer.
Never thought about that when I worked patrol. That would have been good to keep on
hand. Yeah, that'd be good. That's good information right there.
So anyway, hound dog, have you shot a deer today or yesterday? What have you been up to?
No, I haven't shot a deer today. It's been 35 years since I shot a deer.
Well,
but I came to Gastonia today and bought a motorcycle.
Yeah, thanks for hanging around for the podcast.
He did come by my house and drop off a package, but he didn't stay.
Did you get you a Honda?
Yeah.
One of them Hondas.
Oh man,
what'd you get?
I got it. This 2014 Harley Davidson Street Glide.
Ooh, I bet that's nice.
Yep.
Now you had a big bike, and you went to a bar bike, and now you're going back to a little bigger bike.
Well, I have both now.
Well, you said you're going to sell the purple one.
Well, yeah, don't tell Bobby.
So you keep them both.
Want me to sell it? I'm trying to until she listens to this podcast.
Yeah. What color is the? What color?
Let's don't let her listen to this one.
What color?
It's a black.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
he bought it from Molly.
Yeah, I bought it from Molly.
Mullinax.
Oh, okay. Patrick. Cool. I think I've seen that one.
And you ain't going to argue about the color of the bike?
It's black.
There's
nothing to argue about.
I doubt you. Your bar bike, the purple one.
No, it's blue. It's blue. You're colorblind.
It's purple. Is it purple?
It's blue.
Looks like a great blue.
Purple rain.
Is it like, what is it, iridescent?
You could picture a toad riding great down the road, that's how dog on his bar bike.
Oh my God.
Is it ape hangers or something?
You know, yeah.
Is it ape hangers?
It's not big ones. What, 18 inches maybe? Not big.
18,
ones.
Yeah.
I don't see how those things can be comfortable.
They say
man, it's the most comfortable thing I've ever ridden. The one I just bought today has got 14-inch ape hangers. So
now, see, I think those would be more comfortable.
Blood coming down.
Well, I will admit, I got drag bars on mine, and it's not comfortable at all.
I just don't think it'd be comfortable.
Steve, you got a motorcycle?
I was about to say, you still have that thing?
I do.
Every time I saw it, it was parked.
It's parked right now.
You don't drive. It's too cold in them mountains. You're not going to drive in the mountains much anyway. It's too cold right now.
Well, see, the one thing you don't do, you don't drive a motorcycle.
Ride. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you ride it. He
corrects us.
Sadly,
he can't ride it because he has to lean the thing. He don't lean his motorcycle when he goes around curves and sets straight up and turns.
Hell, dog! Remember, I got control of your mic.
Censor you?
Yeah,
don't get him mad.
I can be the Democrats and censor anything you say.
Bourbon and Badger's bad box put you in there. Oh, don't look at Gary. He's getting all wound up.
Mm.
Well, I didn't kill a deer, and I didn't buy a motorcycle, but I did try to help a friend out. I took a leaf blower Well, Ryobi leaf blower that wasn't going to.
What, Ryobi? Well, you got a name brand. You, what, name
well, it's a Ryobi because it's not, you know, high tech
oh,
one.
Can I roast you for a second?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Hey, yeah, hang on. Give me a second. Hey, when you talk about name dropping brands, we need to have a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
Yeah, what was that? Maybe it's Ryobi.
That's a hint out there if anyone wants to sponsor the podcast.
I thought we had one. There's a blank piece of paper where you were looking.
But no, like, what is he getting ready to do?
It's a Ryobi leaf blower, and a good friend of mine. It's Don's leaf blower. And I said, I got a friend of mine that his nickname's Sling Blade. And Sling Blade lives in Kannapolis.
Now, Don's name's not Sling Blade.
No, but my friend that works on small engines is called Sling Blade, you know, after the movie. And
Spanky Quick and Easy's third brother to the second cousin.
No, Andy Festerman used to work for Duke with my twin brother, and he loves working on small engines. He said, bring it up here, we'll look at it. So I drive about an hour up the road, and I get to his shop. He got a nice shop. So I said, well, I got to get on down the road. So I was getting hungry, and I pulled into Wendy's. And I went inside. I didn't want to eat in my truck. I don't eat in my new truck. I don't not allow nobody to eat in my truck. You can drink in it, but you can't eat in it. Not even me. I don't
really
want, no, you're not eating in my
you
truck.
You don't grab a burger or something on the way?
No, you're not doing
you pull
that.
Pull over and get out?
That's so, show pony.
How long will it take for that to happen? Because well, some point it will. Some
yeah. I bought it in 2019.
Well, it's not a new truck anymore.
It's new
like
to
3
me.
Years old.
No, it's new. I don't drive it much.
The new smell's gone.
No, it's still in it. Oh, I don't have no sure miles.
Very on. Crisp.
I got 18
with you in there that still has that new car.
Yeah, I know there's some things yeah, been happening in there. It don't smell
I call
like
it
that
show
anymore.
Pony for a reason.
Yeah, it don't smell like that anymore, brother.
It's a Ford XLT Super Crew Cab.
Smells like popcorn and ass.
It's a nice truck.
Thank you, Hound Dog. It's a nice truck. But anyway, I go into Wendy's and I'm starving. I go inside because I don't, like I said, I don't eat in the truck. So I got to use the bathroom. So I walk up and there's two bathrooms, two restrooms. And on the door, they had, you know, these symbols. It's got man and woman, you know, combined. Like some of them are family bathrooms where if you have a child, you can go in this bathroom. But there was no one that says a man's bathroom or a woman's bathroom. So I'm confused. Which one do I go in? On the door, it's got a man and woman symbol, but not just a man and not just a woman.
It's a co-ed.
Well, they didn't have a man or a woman, though. So, period.
But you can use either one when it's like
I think,
that.
I think that's the first come, first serve
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe it is. But yeah. I'm used to old school, a man and a woman.
Didn't have a urinal.
Listen, I promise you, if a woman walks in while you're using the bathroom, she will leave.
No, slow. Just you just said what I was thinking. So I go up to the counter. I said, where's the men's bathroom? She said,
right
either,
there.
Either one you want. So I just picked the one on the left. Just go in there. There's no urinal
Why
in there.
Why didn't you do that before?
Because I didn't know.
All right, I got to ask this, don't we, Gary?
Yeah.
Did you sit down to pee?
Mm-hmm.
No, but there's no urinal uh-huh. in this bathroom.
Okay, why do you have to have a urinal?
Because
do you have a urinal at your house?
No, but
okay, so you pee in a bowl.
Do you want your wife to go to a universal toilet with not a woman or a man?
I don't care what she does. As long
well,
as
she might, know. But anyway.
You do it before. They hover.
I don't care.
I got one question, Barry.
Go ahead.
Is this the first time you use the public restroom?
No.
I'm thinking too, man.
This is yeah, because he don't eat or pee in his truck.
In his truck.
No, I do not. But I'm just, so y'all telling me right now the
listen,
new.
Honey, you want a cheeseburger, you got to get out.
Yeah, we can go fast food, honey, but you going to sit outside.
Yeah, you going to get on the hood. No, get in the back.
Yeah. No, he did the truck.
He's but driving down the road.
But y'all don't think that's.
His poor wife sitting in the back eating.
My hamburger's
eating.
Getting cold.
Put tailgate down. Sit on tailgate.
No, hardcore, Barry.
No,
oh,
we,
man, you're brutal.
When we go in a restaurant, we got anything to take out. It don't go inside the truck.
You put what? It in the back?
It goes in the bed of the truck in a crate. It does not go inside
you,
of my
you
truck.
You take home food?
It goes in the bed of the truck.
So if you go somewhere to pick up
are you
food to go, to take home to eat?
It does not go in the side of my truck.
Barry, I think that's carrying a little too far.
No, I mean, if I get a drive-through, yes, I will leave it in the truck. But, I mean, I'm just saying if I got leftovers.
So what's the difference?
It's just, I don't know. I'm just
have
weird.
Have you seen the therapist about this problem you have?
I probably need to.
He is right now. We need to analyze
but
it.
I'm just getting back to the bathroom. So y'all telling me that's common practice. There's no men's or women's bathroom.
It is now.
Well,
it's hey, what if you walk into a store? You've never walked into a convenience store that only have one bathroom? That's it. Just one.
I did today.
Just one bathroom.
Yeah, I mean,
but okay. Well, what do you think?
It's a convenience store, not a restaurant.
Oh my God!
But when you got two bathrooms, I don't understand.
I want to tell you this. Maybe one trip to the mountains.
I'm screwed up.
I stopped by Walmart.
Hey, he finally admitted. That's your first step to recovery.
He didn't have to admit. Everybody already knew it.
Never mind.
I stopped. I'm about to pee on myself. Man, I'm about to pee on myself. I go into Walmart. I run to the bathroom. I get in the bathroom looking. Man, they remodeled. It smells nice in here. And I thought, no urinals. Why would they take? It hadn't hit me. I think, why would they take the urinals out? So I pee to come out woman's bathroom.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, you were in a bathroom that had a male and a female on the door.
It was a combined male-female bathroom. There's only two of them.
Speaking of that, did you see the story this week where the guy who is in the Biden administration, who is over all of our nuclear waste, did you see he got arrested? He got arrested for stealing a woman's suitcase.
Yeah, I did see that. Yes.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, because he's a cross-dresser.
He's a binary. No. Wait, is that what it's called?
Hell, I'm confused with the bathrooms. Go ahead.
It's an ugly-ass dude that wants to wear a dress.
Yeah, okay. He wears dresses and high heels and red lipstick, and he's completely bald-headed. Hey, but he's over our nuclear, all of our nuclear stuff. And he got arrested for stealing some woman's suitcase.
They won't fire
at an airport.
They're not going
to
fire.
No, they laid him on, or they put him on administrative leave with pay.
He's got to go to counseling.
I don't know.
No,
probably not.
He probably just had a bad day. No, I think the lady that he stole from, she apologized to him.
She apologized.
Oh, yeah. She apologized to him. Had she not put her stuff out there, he wouldn't have stole it. It was her fault.
He wouldn't have been tempted.
Now, Barry, he wouldn't have known which bathroom to go in because he doesn't know whether he's a man or a woman.
He's covered either way.
He's binary.
He's covered either way.
But I'm not him. And I know what God gave me. And I was going to the man's bathroom, and there was no men's bathroom.
I love you. And I got to ask you this.
What?
When's the last time you seen it?
We're not even going to go there. We're going to keep this above board. Because I'm not going to fire back at him.
You're going to keep this clean, ain't you?
I'm going to keep the podcast
clean. It's too late.
Hey, I was just going
to
say.
Don't step up to his level. That's right. No, you right. notice I said don't step up to his level.
Step on
up. Yeah, thank you, Gary.
But anyway, Hound Dog, I think you were sympathetic to my calls. I mean, I just was totally
I can understand, Barry, but, you know, if there's one bathroom in a restaurant, it's got a picture of a dude and a woman. That means you go to that bathroom, first come, first serve.
If you have to wait
till some lady to come out, then you go in and do it.
So, in America,
when we put the lid down.
When we all grew up, we had men's and women's bathrooms, right? We did have bathrooms that were separate. So now we do not have that. I'm just going to make sure. Okay, I'm
not in all places.
I'm just asking. Sorry. There was no foot tapping going on, which I was laughing about earlier.
You had to listen to a prior podcast know what that means.
There wasn't no foot. It was a single person bathroom, and you got to lock it behind you. But there's no urinal there or nothing.
It was a one-seater.
Yeah, it was a one-seater, one door, whatever, and it just totally confused me.
One door.
Maybe you can get a job in the White House right now.
I don't know. But it ripped me up, and I'm still talking about it. Damn it, I want a man's and a woman's bathroom. I don't want no neutral gender bullshit. I want to go to the men's bathroom. I don't want my wife going to one and get all confused about it. And y'all can sit there and look at me, but y'all wouldn't want your wives to go to something like that.
Well, she had to go. I'd let her do that and pee all over herself.
Yeah.
Well, enough said about the bathroom. Let's move on to another topic because
when I worked at Shooters, a lady, you know, she shoots, she comes out. She says, where's the bathroom? I explained to her where it's at. She comes back out. She goes, you know, I use the bathroom, and it's a one-seater. You know, you lock the door behind you. I always tell me, you know, if you it's unisex, you may want to lock the door. She didn't lock the door. She said, I got through the bathroom. I didn't wash my hand. The guy walks in. He's all startled and scared. I said, come on in. He's going to bother me.
Oh.
Huh? I said, go ahead. He can bother me. He acts like it's a big deal. We went back and started shooting.
Yeah. Maybe it's the way it is today. I don't know. Maybe I need to get out more.
You'd had stage fright, wouldn't you?
No.
I can't pee.
I can't do it.
You're looking at me.
I can't pee on demand. Quit.
I tell you what I don't like to do.
What?
You go to this, like the old dirt track race.
Carolina Speedway or something?
Yeah, when you go up and there's just a big trough.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's standing around a trough.
And the thing about it is, you get a big, long trough, and there's three people in there, and one guy won't stand right beside you.
Right beside you.
He's got like 6 feet from you, dude.
It's like, man.
See, you was making fun of me about, you know, not being able to see or whatever. And I'm just going to say this. My dad and I went to the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Pop goes up to that trough, you know. And
I don't like
that. I'm at the trough with him, you know, and Pop's got his hands on his back, you know. He don't need his hands. And I look over Pop, I said, "You show off?" He said, "What?" I said, he just like right back, you know, letting it rip. So there you go about seeing it or not seeing it. And I'm just going to say, for the old man.
Well, yeah, I've always told the guy that always started next to me, I said, "Dude, that's not all of it. Just enough to use the bathroom."
Show off.
There's more, dude. I promise. So that's all I need. That's all I need to pull out right there.
Oh, how did we get into this conversation?
I don't know, but I was just talking about the bathroom gender stuff, and I guess I'm wrong about it. Sorry.
No,
you're not wrong. No. You're not wrong at all about it, Barry. You just use the bathroom. It's there available to you.
I know that. You missed the whole point. Maybe the listeners will pick up on it. They don't know what I'm talking about.
You just didn't like the fact that you had to share a bathroom with a lady.
Not so much with a lady. The lady having to go in there, and I just don't think that's proper. That's just the way I'm. I don't know.
Well, you don't think it's proper lady to come in after you? Did the door have a lock on it?
Yes, it did.
All right, there you go.
But typically, women's bathrooms are a lot cleaner than men's bathroom. I mean, I don't go in them, but my wife tells me that they're cleaner than men.
Well, how does she know? She been in the men's
sometimes
bathroom?
She's
that's
had
to. Women are cleaner, man.
That's exactly right.
Men are disgusting.
That's correct. But that's all that I'm going to say about it. And next topic, please. Go ahead, Hound Dog.
Is there a way that your listeners can like? Write in and like ask questions.
Yeah.
And let you know, Gary's looking at me when we talk about my listeners.
Call an email.
Why do you look at him say you?
Oh, so y'all do have an email?
We do. No. Barry checks it every day.
Do you, Barry?
Yeah, I'm on it. Well, we don't get no emails.
Oh, you
don't?
Well, how do you know?
I don't know, really.
BourbonandBadges@yahoo.com.
BourbonandBadges@yahoo.com. Okay.
Yeah. And we
I'm going to send you a question and see if Barry answers it.
Yeah, do that. do us a little. And we put that out in the podcast each week on the outro. And
what?
We put that out every week on the outro that we have.
Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one cares.
I don't like all that text and the email. Just call me. I don't get in
all right. What's your number?
Yeah, what's your number?
Give me 980-888-2620.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I encourage every listener out there, I don't care if you work third shift.
I'm up at 12 or 1 o'clock. It don't matter.
Well, third shift is like till 6 or 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I got it on
call
silent.
Call him.
Call me up.
Call him.
I like people.
He'll talk to you for hours.
I will, too.
And I tell you, on a national level, what's funny is, you know that song, 8675?
309.
Yeah, that was the phone number one of our local schools here. Yeah,
Ashbrook.
Was that
I didn't know
Ashbrook.
That.
8675.
Southwest. Southwest Junior High.
Southwest?
Hell no.
They had to change phone numbers.
He's a historian.
Now, who sang that song? Anybody know?
J. Giles.
Was it the J. Giles Band?
J. Giles Band.
No. J. Giles. I don't think it's them.
No.
Oh,
no,
God.
No.
Somebody's going to have to Google.
Let's look it up. I thought you had a computer in here.
Got it right here.
Okay. Huh.
Google.
The song.
Jenny, I got your number.
That's
Jenny, I got your number.
Really?
How you know the Hound Dog?
I was alive when it was recorded.
We all were. No. Everything that she's been since you've been alive, you know where
all everything. It was Tommy Two Tone.
Tommy Two Tone. You're right.
Tommy Two Tone.
What year?
8675309.
Got to be the 80s.
This song was released in 1981.
I figured 80s.
Oh, I was busy that year.
There you were.
Album number two.
Yeah.
I'm reading it too, Gary.
Oh, you're reading it too. Okay, I'm gonna put mine away.
So
you go ahead. You're doing good.
So Slow, you said you was busy in 81. Yeah, you was already graduated high school by that time, wouldn't you?
I graduated in
Didn't you graduate?
64?
That's not 78. So no, in 1981, none of us were cops. What were y'all doing? I was working for Moore's Building Supplies.
Really? I was in probably junior high. Well, I graduated in 1986, so yeah, that would
depend on what.
That'd put me in what, eighth grade, seventh grade.
I was in 11th grade as well, depending on what month.
So you graduated high school in 1986.
Yeah,
well, I started rookie school in 1986.
All three of us did. You and I and Hound Dog.
But no, I was working in a cotton mill. Second shift, 2 to 10.
You a doffer?
I was a doffer. That is correct. A doffer taking spools.
But you were in high school, too.
Yeah, I did industrial cooperative training. And that was for the smart people.
Yeah. Well, Mike Robin, proud of you.
Smart enough to get out of school early.
That's right. But you never get out of school before you eat that lunch. You got to eat that free lunch.
Pizza. The pizza.
We didn't have pizza back then. It was tray meals, you know.
Back. See, I was a yarn boy back then.
Yeah, you was a yarn boy, and I was a doffer. A little bit above a yarn boy, you know.
No, that's a lot above a yarn boy, trust me.
It was. I got production.
I never had the pleasure of working in one of our cotton mills. Never did.
I
did.
Consider yourself lucky.
I did in the summers in summers when I was out for school.
Yeah.
I did then. I thought it was a fantastic job. I worked 6 days a week. I worked 2 to 10.
I worked in the card room.
Well, you got all your digits?
Well, I got 5 stitches in my hand off from one of them.
Because you know what people do in the card room, don't you? They chop their fingers off and get paid for it.
Really?
If you want a car, you hit
That's what my ex-wife's dad did. He was a supervisor in a card room, and he come home from work one day with first knuckle gone.
What
he said, boy, I got my finger caught in the machine today. Hey, hang on, like that new car I got out there.
That's what they used to say.
Well, nobody told me that.
Look at that Cadillac.
I mean, just don't look. It's fast. Oh,
God.
Yeah, you chop your digits off.
God.
Yep, he sure did.
It depends. I mean,
I needed all mine. I had hard enough time counting as it was.
Well,
I needed all mine.
I got all mine. I didn't work in the card room. I always was a doffer. Doffer gets production.
Yeah, I got 5 stitches in my left hand.
Wow.
Been stupid.
Then you got a letter grade for that class, industrial cooperative training. If they went and interviewed your boss man on site and see if you had attendance, see if you did a good job, and see if you're doing well. That counted as a grade. I think today they need to bring that back for people.
Well, shop, automotive, all that stuff. Man, they taught you how to.
Oh, yeah.
You had shops?
Yeah, they taught you how to wire and build stuff and, all kind of things.
I went to shop, too.
Yeah.
I had shop in junior high, then auto mechanics and.
Auto mechanics in high school. But I didn't take the auto mechanics class.
You know why they send you to shop, don't you? They always send the trouble kids to shop.
No, they didn't.
They sent me to Ashley Junior High across the catwalk.
Did y'all have FFA, Future Farmers of America?
Yeah,
we had that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. I'm sorry, we didn't because we were city boys.
Future Farmers of America. They had blue corduroy jackets.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. I wasn't a member of that. I remember seeing them guys around. I was in Clover,
So you should have been. I should have been.
Clover was close enough to get that.
Now, Clover is a town just right across the state line.
Yes.
South Carolina.
Actually, it's still a nice little town.
Yes, yeah, very nice town.
A very nice little town.
Everybody wants to move there.
They do now.
Yeah.
Well, you moved out.
Yeah, I did.
You going to move back?
I hired the police department.
Oh, Lord.
1988.
Drafted.
I was 20.
They got drafted.
They told me, they said, you have 2 weeks to move to Gastonia. So I packed up my little suitcase and out the door went. Hadn't been back.
You moved out there off of Lower Bethesda, didn't you, Gary?
No. When I first moved up here, I lived at the apartments over there off Dixon Road behind the Baptist Church. What was that? Sarn Court. Remember that one?
Oh, okay.
Yep. Those little condo. I rented a little condo.
Condo?
Yeah. I rented one of those and then I lived at then I got a free apartment up there at the Bluffs.
Doing
security. Yeah.
Courtesy.
Did that. And then I bought that house ready at that one over there. That's first house.
Hey, you guys remember, y'all know Jim Bliss.
Oh yeah.
From police department.
I think he's still there.
Yeah. He's still there. He's actually, I'm giving up my courtesy officer slot at the apartment complex where I live.
To him?
Or lived. Yeah. I think he's going to take it over.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he going to move in here?
Yeah,
I think he's wanting a 3-bedroom.
Oh,
is he going to be there as long as you were?
I don't know. 11 years, man. I'll tell you.
I was thinking it's like 22. Something like that.
It feels like it. I'm telling you, if I saved every penny at the day's rate, I'd have had $158,000 I saved from rent.
What'd you do with all that? Just blow it or something?
Well, as he told, I can't say that.
Just blow it?
I remember, my daddy used to say, boy, I used to spend all my money on wild women, song, and liquor. He said, but I saved just a little bit to spend foolishly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wise man.
Yes, sir.
Very wise.
But I saved just a little bit to spend foolish.
I was a courtesy officer, too.
Where? Yeah,
Azalea Apartments off of New Hope.
Now, generally, what a courtesy officer is for our non-police listeners.
Yeah.
You know, you work, you live at the apartment complex, and in lieu of rent or partial rent, you answer calls for service, domestics,
check
loud
the
music,
lot at night, check, walk
light
around
check,
a bit.
Be seen.
Pool gate, make sure the pool's locked up.
Lock the pool up at night. Yeah, during the summertime.
But yeah, it's good to go.
I can tell you, though, it can be a nightmare.
It can.
When I did it at Azalea, man, the first couple months I was there, my next door neighbor, they had a domestic arguing. I mean, the walls, you could hear them beating the walls. Help, help,
why didn't
help.
You take care of that?
I did. I went over and knocked on the door, and the woman come to the door start naked, butt naked drunk. And she said,
how many more times did you go on there?
My name's Barry. When did you leave?
They weren't fighting. They was doing something else. So I said, my God, y'all need to cut that out. I'm trying to sleep. And, you know,
every night after that.
Yeah. I said, my God, cut that.
Y'all need
out.
A referee.
So, anyway,
they called and started complaining on the security officer. He's over here every night.
He's back here about 11 o'clock every night. She cut the door, start naked. Good looking woman, but
her
husband got mad.
No wonder.
Could you pick her out of a lineup?
Yeah, I could.
So you know what her face looks like.
Oh, absolutely, because I dealt with it. They ended up causing me a lot of trouble.
What's that, Barry?
They got in trouble themselves by being crooks and stuff and committing larcenies. And then he come out that particular night that she was starting naked, and he run his and pushed me and took off near the pool. I had to chase him down, and I didn't want to arrest my neighbor. You know, he's right beside of me. I said, and I'm not going to say his name. I said, can you go back in there and just be quiet? Can we do that?
No, why? No, you're like, you chase. No, hey, if you're not going back, would you mind?
Sir, you need to go to your apartment, ma'am. Come over here. I'll make sure everything's okay.
Every time I try to say something, y'all turn it around on me. But it is the truth.
My
though.
Third night at the apartment complex, where I'm a curse officer, had a shooting in the back parking lot.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, and the next day they asked me, where were you? I was under the bed. Where were you? Did you not hear those gunshots?
I was calling 911. What do you want me to do?
Oh, God.
So then you have to go represent the company in a shooting or something in Charlotte?
Yeah, they had a shooting and a barricaded subject over one of sister properties over in Charlotte. Manager called me up and said, you work? I said, no. I said, I need you to ride with me. They got this place over here. They want to come help them out.
What'd you have to do?
I sat around ate like snacks.
What, was you a bouncer or something? Yeah. What, was you a bouncer?
I think they just wanted that police presence, you know, to like to answer questions if they had, you know, why are they doing this? Why are they doing
that? Kids, you can't get in that pool. Get out of there.
God.
Pool's closed.
I didn't like being the security officer.
It's a headache.
Well, they wanted you to go around and change light bulbs and stuff. I was like,
that was a maintenance man
that's
job.
That's a maintenance guy. I don't want to do that.
But you didn't have a good enough agent. I didn't do that.
I bought a house.
Yeah, the only thing I do was once a week, do a light check at night. That's the biggest thing. Get about 2 calls of service a month.
And you still do it to this day?
Yeah.
And the new guy's going to do it. Continue the legacy.
Yeah, he's Bliss is to see the manager on Monday.
Really? Wow. That quick? You're out of here.
No, he's it's funny. I'm under a lease here through the end of March, and his lease, he's where he's renting now, runs out the end
March.
Of March. Yeah.
Oh, that worked out good.
Yeah, that's what the manager said. Oh, that's coincidental, huh?
Y'all figured that out, didn't you?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gary, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
On the house that you bought up there off of Bulbanosa.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't there some strange going on in that place?
Yeah, that house was owned by an aunt and uncle of mine, like distant. You know, like he wasn't okay. How do you say that? Second or third uncle, you know, something like that.
Anyway. Branch King.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so I bought it from them when they passed away, and his wife was she did not allow any drinking whatsoever. So when I bought the house, I went under the house, and there was a big 50-gallon trash drum under there full of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans. So what Uncle Jesse, his name was Jesse, And what he was doing, I guess he was sneaking under the house drinking. That's where he'd go in there and drink his beer. And so after I moved in, I'd wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It sounded like somebody was walking up down the hallway in a pair of boots. It was they had wooden floors, and then I'd hear a cabinet, you know, open and shut, and it would be it would wake me up every night. And I finally just I'd start saying, "Hey, Jesse," I'd say, "Uncle Jesse, how about going to bed? Because I'm trying to sleep," and it would stop.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know, that's crazy. But anyway, my brother moved in. I had three bedrooms. So he moved in for a little bit. And the next morning, I got up and he said, "What time did you come in?" He said, "You were walking up and down the hall." I kept, you know, woke me up. And I said, "No, that wasn't me." I said, he said, "I swear you were." He said, "You was walking up and down the hallway." And I said, "No, it was Uncle Jesse." He said, "What?" And I said, "Just tell him you're just tell him to go to bed, go to sleep, you know, and he'll stop." True story.
Wow. I'm not kidding. That's cool.
And another thing, I can't remember if you told me this story or your brother told me this story about smelling coffee.
Oh, that had to be Shane. That had to be him.
Yeah.
Shane being your brother.
Yeah, my brother.
Who's also a sergeant guest on PC.
Yeah, he's sergeant PC.
He don't have long to go either, does he?
No, I think he's got about 2 years. But,
oh
man, that was the weirdest. That was just the weirdest thing in that house. I swear up and down, it was Jesse, Uncle.
Do y'all believe in ghosts? I mean, you had that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, sometimes. I mean, yeah. I don't.
It's too late in the podcast to get into that. But you believe in ghosts, but you don't believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've had some experiences with that, you know.
Well, I know we're getting late on the hour because the time.
With ghosts or Bigfoot?
I'll give y'all another little story. Okay. My grandmother passed away 19 years ago, 20 years ago. And she was dying of cancer anyway. Hospice, they wanted someone to go in and talk to her and tell her it was okay to go. You've got to go in and talk to them, say it's okay to go, and they'll pass away.
Barry?
It's
okay to go.
Man, that's
spooky. So anyway, I did that. I went in and told her it was okay to go. The family would be fine. And she looked at me. Well, when she passed away, it was a few nights later, I had this dream that my phone rang. Picked up the phone, and it was my grandmother. And she called me. I have a nickname, and she called me by the nickname, and then she started, like, laughing. Well, that's when I woke up. I got up, went into the kitchen to get me some water, and I swear, when I turned around to come back to go to bed, it felt like something cold went through me. Oh, it really did. And I was like, you know, I wonder if that was her letting me know that she was okay.
That she made it.
Huh? Yeah, that she made it. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of other people have experiences.
Well,
like
you
that.
Know that they done a scientific study weighing someone just before death and right after death, and everyone, when they died, lost 1 ounce. So they're saying the soul weighs an ounce. Everyone lost exactly 1 ounce.
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah, and they're saying that's what the human soul must weigh.
See, now we're getting into a totally different show.
That's those. That's what we said we're going to do with the episodes.
Yeah, hey, we could.
Let me say this, and you too, Hound Dog. All you guys going home to wives and stuff in the house? Y'all going to leave me here by myself? So,
hey, you got the guy downstairs. He's
he'll help you out. It's okay. They don't want you. The spirits don't want you.
No, they don't want you.
I've got a lot of spirits here in the podcast.
Right? They don't want you. Don't
I got some chicken bones out in the car. I'll leave in here.
They ain't going to want you. But I've never had to happen to me, though.
Well, I don't think it happens. I don't, you know, it's just.
Well, you know, I told you my story. I've told it before on the podcast. I'm down at a place called Lost Cove. And to be very brief, it's back before Civil War started. These three families, Millers, the Topsails, and somebody else, wanted not to be involved in the Civil War. So these three families took their families out in the middle of nowhere and started a settlement. Ended up being called Lost Cove because what we call Lost Cove is it's right near the Tennessee-North Carolina line, and no one knew where the jurisdictional line was. So it pretty much was lawless there. But anyway, built all these houses, and they had these cobblestone roads, church, school. They had the old 9 yards, and they had an apple orchard. They'd take sleds in by horseback into town to sell apples, and that's the only connection they had to the outside world to put a railroad through down by the Nolichucky River. So people started jumping on the railroad, the train to go into town for work, and the last inhabitants left in 1952, and they just like everybody just walked away. The town's still there.
It's still there. Nowhere.
Yeah, everything's grown up now. All the you know, trees growing through all
the
stuff.
I like to go there.
Old car's still there. The church is right away. The foundation's still there.
Is this a ghost story?
Barry, it's off the pavement. You ain't going.
Oh yes,
yeah, you're a city boy.
You own a pair of boots.
Yeah, I got a pair of boots.
It's a high idea to it, but it's really cool. Yeah, and they have a cemetery there, and. Bonnie Miller, 16 years old. We're looking at the cemetery, and I thought, she had old wilted flowers just all in the grave, and she died when she was 16. I'm thinking, yeah, she probably, this is way back in the 1800s, she probably never seen nothing outside this holler she lived in.
Sad.
And I said, you know, Bonnie, next time I come, girl, I'm going to bring you flowers.
She might come visit you.
Well, that night, or the next night, I'm back here at home in Gastonia, and I'm sleeping, and I wake up. It feels like someone is sitting on my chest. When you got someone's chest, just pushing me down to the bed, and the wind's blowing real hard. I can see Lost Cove. I can see the wind blowing through the tree limbs, you know, flying everywhere.
You're tripping.
And I said, catch my breath. Oh God. And the next morning I got up and drove back up there and put flowers in that girl's grave.
But you didn't lie to Bonnie. You was going to take them up there, but she didn't give you enough time.
I don't know what it was. It scared me to death. The next day she got flowers.
But you've never gone back to take more flowers.
Well, she's fine. Don't jinx me.
She's probably
on a podcast.
She got flowers. She got flowers.
If she comes tonight, she's going to want more flowers.
Listen, I think it could, you know, it can be a possibility.
Is your mind?
I don't think so.
Is your mind playing tricks?
That's nothing. We're out of time, but another good topic would be talking about dreams. What do you think dreams mean to you?
God, I've had some good ones.
Dog, you got any shout outs?
Oh, man, is it that time?
It is. Man, it's past that time.
Oh, Lord. Why? Give me a minute.
We're about 1 minute and 38
seconds.
Why
you do that? I'm going to say, hey, be sure to hit that donation button, please.
Please hit it. Find it. Hit it.
Don't hit it. Don't do it.
And
don't,
like Gary said, send us an email. B-Dub, we'll get back to you.
He's going
to we'll
check
read anything
me.
And answer anything on air that you ask us.
Oh, yeah.
And please leave us a positive review and hit that like button. You can find us on any of the any of the platforms out there. We're everywhere. We're on every platform.
What does
it
have to be a positive review? It can be any kind of review.
Yeah, no, we want negative feedback too. Yeah. If it's something you don't like, tell us. Maybe something we can do differently.
That's
maybe,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't
constructive just... criticism. What are you looking at me for?
As long as it don't say, don't do this shit anymore. Get off there.
We have Facebook pages. Stop. We also have Twitter. You can email us at bourbonandbadges@yahoo.com. Get that shout out, Hound Dog.
Come on, Hound Dog. You're killing us.
Gary, any shout outs you want to do, brother?
No, I don't
have
any.
Wait on the music.
I don't have any of this
week. The music's there, man.
It's there.
Oh, he's. Can you hear?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Old people.
I can now. Yeah. Also, Ringo Pizza goes to Fairfield County, Connecticut.
Cool. We'll see those brothers come march down at the conference. We get a peak conference down in Florida.
And I'm going to do a shout out to Cleveland County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office.
Wow. There you go. Guys, appreciate you being here. Gary, thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Dog, hang around for a few minutes when we get hung up here.
And all you first responders, be safe and get home to your families.
It's been a Studio 77.
Remember, let's.
Go ahead. Now, Dog.
Production.
Remember what?
Hey, let's drink about it. Responsible.
And don't fight about it.
And don't come to the door naked.
Because Barry never leaves.
Yeah. I'll keep coming back.